Hello and welcome to the Today Not Tomorrow podcast. My name is Oscar Isaacson and this podcast is brought to you by CrossFit TNT. Someone mentioned that they didn't think that they were on the right podcast because there was music playing. There's going to be 30 seconds of music playing if you listen to Anchor. If you don't like Anchor, go to Apple Podcasts and hit subscribe. That way you won't miss any of the podcasts. You can find this also on Spotify, on your Google Play Store. You can find this everywhere. Why do you work out? Why do you come to the gym day in and day out? What are you working towards? You gotta have something in mind. You gotta have a specific goal. If your goal is to feel better, awesome. If your goal is to look better naked, great. Make sure you have a goal. Write it down, look at it, and be intentional with your workouts. When you have something that you're working towards, it makes things way more meaningful. It's gonna help you get to the gym when you don't feel like going to the gym. It's gonna help you roll out of bed at 4:30 a.m. when you signed up for the 5 a.m. class, it's time to work out, but you're a little bit hesitant, maybe you wanna sleep a little bit more. Make training more meaningful. Make it mean something. Make sure that you have more buy-in. If you don't have a goal, then sit down and think about your goals. Make sure that it's something that you can measure. You wanna be able to see when you reach the goal. If your goal is to feel better, it's a great goal to have. It's a good reason for working out, but you don't really know when you reach that goal. Try and pick something that's measurable. Is it running? It could be your 1 mile time. You wanna set a PR. It could be push-ups. It could be pull-ups. It could be a lift. It could be a benchmark we have coming up at the gym. Maybe it's something outside of the gym. Maybe you should sign up for a weightlifting competition, for a powerlifting competition, a Spartan race. Do something. Sign up for something. Have a goal. Be intentional. If you come in, work out, leave, do that day in, day out, but not sure what you're moving towards, what your focus is on, it's going to be easier to skip a workout. It's going to be way easier to have some crappy food, to have some alcohol, to stay up late at night if you don't have that goal in mind. Pick something that's meaningful to you. No one can tell you that it's a good goal, that it's a bad goal. The most important factor is that it means something to you. Working out's gotta mean something. It's hard, it's sweaty, it's tough, it's hard work. You can do it if you want it bad enough. Figure out what that goal is. Maybe it's a weight on the scale. Maybe it's a certain amount of measurements around your arm, your hips, your stomach. Find a way to measure what you want to achieve. If you're listening to this and you're thinking, wow, I don't know why I work out and I don't have a goal. That right there is an important insight too. It's fine. You don't have to try and set a PR, get a pull-up, get a push-up. You don't have to have a specific goal. Everyone that comes into TNT doesn't have to have a goal, an accomplishment, an achievement that they have their eyes on that they want to set. If you just want to come in to de-stress, come in to have fun, see your friends, and get a little bit of time away from work, from other obligations, that is perfectly fine. Just know what you're about. Know what your why is. If your why is to come in and have fun for an hour, not worry about anything, dish out a few high fives, then that is okay. You don't have to set a world record mile time. You don't have to bench 800 pounds. You can just come in to have fun. I just want you to know what you're working out towards. What is your why? When you come in to CrossFit TNT, make sure you have the purpose in mind. The purpose of hanging out, having fun for an hour, is great. It's something you need. It's great for you. If you feel like you've been plateauing in your workouts, you haven't PR'd lately, you haven't moved as fastly as you did at the very beginning, then this is also a good time to revisit goals. What goals do you have? Pick one, pick two, pick maybe three goals. If you have 49 different goals, you're going to be spreading yourself too thin. You need to be laser focused. You need to focus on one thing at a time, get after it, and be consistent. That doesn't mean you have to do push-ups for 10 hours a week. It could just mean after each workout, when I come to the gym, I'm gonna wrap things up by doing 3 sets of 10 push-ups and then calling it a day. Consistency is way more important than you being super intense at first and then fizzling out at the end. Set a reminder on your phone. Set something in your calendar. Find a way to get more consistent. Consistency will get you the results that you're looking for. The quote of the week is, "Amateurs wait for inspiration, professionals do it with a headache." All the time I hear people coming into the gym, they say stuff like, "I didn't feel like working out, I didn't want to come today, I'm sore, I'm tired. But you know what? After doing that workout, I feel much better. That was exactly what I needed." I have never heard anyone say, "I didn't feel like coming in, I didn't want to work out, I came in, I worked out, and you know what? I shouldn't have come in. That was awful. I regret my decision of coming into the gym." Everyone is always happy after coming in and doing a workout. You're gonna feel better. You don't have to move at 100 miles an hour. Take your time, move a little bit slower, move well. You will not regret coming in. The toughest part is just getting in the door and getting the workout going. Afterwards, you will feel great. Amateurs wait for inspiration, professionals do it with a headache. It doesn't have to be quite this extreme, but just know that every day working out, it's not gonna be fireworks going off. It's not gonna PRs, it's not going to be great. It's gonna be a little bit tougher first. But I have never heard anyone saying, "I didn't feel like coming in today. I did the workout and I was right, I shouldn't have come in today." You will always feel better afterwards. Come on in. Come on in, work out. Take a little bit of pressure off yourself. No one is expecting you to set world records. We want you to come into the gym and do your thing. Do you, take your time, move around, and whatever problem you have, whatever stress you're dealing with at the moment, it will get better by you working out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.